highway temperature and wind reports across Interstate 80 at 8 a.m. Going west to east at Evanston. The wind was calm. The temperature was 29 degrees. At Bitter Creek. At Trollins, the wind was west at 5 miles an hour. The temperature was 33 degrees. At Arlington, the wind was east at 2 miles an hour. At Laramie, the wind was northeast at 10 miles an hour. The temperature was 33 degrees. At Cheyenne, the wind was northwest at 8 miles an hour. The temperature was 41 degrees.
The Rock Creek climate summary for yesterday, May 3rd, 2007. Yesterday's high temperature was 49 degrees. This high was 8 degrees below the normal high of 57. Yesterday's low temperature was 31. This low was 2 degrees below the normal low of 33. The mean temperature was 40 degrees and was 5 degrees below the normal of 45. 0.18 inches of precipitation fell yesterday, which brings the monthly total to 0.24 inches. This is 0.12 inches above the normal amount of 0.12 inches for May. The total precipitation for the year now stands at 1.44 inches, which is 1.61 inches below normal. 1.0 inches of snow fell yesterday, which brings the monthly total to 1.0 inches. The total snowfall for the year now stands at 33.7 inches. The normal high temperature for today is 57 degrees, and the normal low is 33. The record high for today is 79, which last occurred in 2004, and the record low is 18, which occurred in 1950. Sunrise today is at 6:10 a.m., and sunset is at 8:17 p.m.
Day 1. Today and tonight, a strong Pacific storm system is expected to bring much cooler and wetter weather to the area starting tonight. This major winter storm system will move into the region tonight, which will bring chances of rain and snow in the valleys and snow in the mountains, mainly east of the Divide Lake tonight. Days 2 through 7. Saturday through Thursday. A major spring storm is expected to develop over the region Saturday. Precipitation is expected to be mainly in the form of snow across the mountains, where 10 to 14 inches of snowfall should occur on the east slopes of the Wind River Mountains and 12 to 18 inches on Casper Mountain. Across the lower elevations from Lander through the Green and Rattlesnake Mountains to Casper, the precipitation is expected to change to all snow during Saturday morning. There is still uncertainty when the rain will change to snow and the exact track of this storm system, and both of these will greatly impact how much snow will eventually fall. Currently it appears that 3 to 8 inches of snowfall should occur from the Lander foothills over the Green Mountains into the Casper area by Saturday evening. Elsewhere, 1 to 3 inches could fall across the basins and valleys east of the Divide. In addition to the snow, strong north winds are expected on Saturday. The strongest winds are expected over Johnson County, where sustained winds will be 30 to 40 miles an hour, with higher gusts. The strong north winds, combined with the heavy wet snow, will greatly reduce visibilities on area roadways. People that will be spending time outdoors during the next few days should prepare for a trend toward much cooler and wetter conditions through the weekend than that have been experienced for the past few days. Please stay tuned for the latest information on this significant weather event. Spotter information statement. Spotters are encouraged to report snowfall and wind gusts exceeding 40 miles an hour. Thank you. The synopsis for western and central Wyoming. A trough of low pressure that brought some isolated showers to the area overnight has moved out of the forecast area. However, skies will remain partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of rain showers over the central and eastern portions of the Cowboy State and snow showers over the west. A strong storm system off the Oregon coast this morning will move east, impacting the region late tonight through Saturday night. There is the potential for significant amounts of rain and snow, with heavy snow accumulations possible in the higher elevations east of the Continental Divide. Precipitation may linger into Sunday morning across the region. Daytime highs will average below normal for today through the upcoming weekend.
You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio Station KXI-34, the voice of NOAA's National Weather Service office in Riverton, Wyoming, with a transmitter located on Aspen Mountain, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.550 MHz.
The local forecast. for northern Daggett County in Utah. Today, mostly cloudy. Scattered snow showers in the morning, then scattered thunderstorms and snow showers in the afternoon. Highs 35 to 45. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation 50%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of snow showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then snow showers likely after midnight. Snow accumulation 1 to 3 inches. Lows in the 20s. Northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour after midnight. Chance of precipitation 70%. Saturday, snow showers likely. Snow accumulation 2 to 4 inches. Highs 35 to 45. North winds 10 to 20 miles an hour with gusts to around 35 miles an hour. Chance of snow 60%. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of snow showers. Lows 15 to 25. North winds 10 to 20 miles an hour with gusts to around 35 miles an hour. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow showers. Highs in the 40s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to around 25 miles an hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow showers. Lows in the 20s. Monday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of snow showers. Highs 35 to 45. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain and snow showers. Lows 25 to 35. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of rain showers. Highs in the 50s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and snow showers. Lows 25 to 35. Wednesday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain showers. Highs 45 to 55. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain and snow showers. Lows in the 30s. Thursday, partly sunny with a 20% chance of rain showers. Highs 45 to 55. Now, for the official National Weather Service forecast for Sweetwater County. Rest of today, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain showers, snow showers late in the morning, then chance of rain showers, and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs 48 to 52. Chance of precipitation 30%. Tonight, chance of rain showers until midnight, then snow likely after midnight. Snow accumulation around 1 inch. Lows 30 to 32. Southeast winds around 15 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 60%. Saturday, snow and rain likely in the morning, then snow likely in the afternoon. Windy. Snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches. Total snow accumulation 1 to 2 inches. Highs 41 to 46. Northeast winds 15 to 30 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation 70%. Saturday night, mostly cloudy. Chance of snow until midnight, then chance of snow showers after midnight. Breezy. Lows 24 to 26. Northeast winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. Chance of snow 40%. And now the extended forecast. Sunday and Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers and snow showers. Highs in the lower 50s. Lows around 30. Monday and Monday night, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers and snow showers. Highs in the upper 50s. Lows in the lower 30s. Tuesday through Thursday night, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Lows in the mid 30s. Again, the forecast for Sweetwater County for the rest of today, mostly cloudy. Slight chance of rain showers, snow showers late in the morning, then chance of rain showers, and isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs 48 to 52. Chance of precipitation 30%. You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio, the voice of the National Weather Service, serving western Sweetwater County and Daggett County, Utah, and originating from the National Weather Service office in Riverton. Current weather conditions at 8 a.m. At Rock Springs, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 32 degrees, and the relative humidity 78%. The wind was east at 5 miles an hour. The pressure was 29.83 inches and falling. For southern and western Wyoming. At Rawlins, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 33. At Big Piney, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 26. at Evanston, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 29. Elsewhere in Wyoming, it was sunny, with a temperature of 41 at Casper, and 45 at Chardon. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 41 at Cody, 38 at Linda, and 33 at Laramie. At Cheyenne, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 41. Across the region, skies ranged from partly sunny to cloudy. It was 43 at Salt Lake City, 41 at Vernon, Utah, 33 at Craig, Colorado, and 45 at Denver. Once again, at Rock Springs it was 32 degrees under partly sunny skies. Once again, at Evanston it was 29 degrees under cloudy skies.